Tonight, the topic and the title of my teaching is called Our Obedient Devotion. You'll want to take your Bibles and turn to Proverbs chapter 7. But speaking to this group of folks that are on the phone line here tonight, and those that may listen to it at a later date via the website or on Facebook, I think it's reasonable to assume that you and I would like to continue our growth in understanding the things of God. I assume that that's why we call in, that's why we read our Bibles, that's why we speak in tongues, that's why we do a lot of the things that we do, that we want to continue to grow, but grow in our understanding of the things of God and in doing what He's telling us to do. And in this first part of Proverbs chapter 7, verse 1, you'll see something that says, we're instructed that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So what we're going to take a little time here to do tonight is just look into this topic a little bit further. And my prayer is that we'll get some further enlightenment and some good perspective. So this phrase, the fear of the Lord, also appears in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 27. And you know, Proverbs is a book about wisdom. And boy, if we're seeking anything in these days and times, it's wisdom and wisdom from above. Proverbs 10:27 says, "The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened." And in Proverbs 14, just over a couple of chapters. Proverbs 14, verse 26. It says, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge." Verse 27. "The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death." And over the years, I think that this phrase, the fear of the Lord, has been misused and abused to leave kind of the impression in people's minds that God and the things of God are something that we should be afraid of. But I think we'll see tonight that it has a completely different meaning than that. And it's really neat just to look at some of these verses and then investigate a little bit further. So let's move on. Proverbs chapter 15. Verse 16 says, "Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith." Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33. "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility." So you can look at these verses and you would certainly see that there probably be something really profitable about looking at the fear of the Lord. And I wanted to share with you a definition that comes from a reference source called the Pullman Bible Dictionary. And this is what it says. "The sense of fear that comes as individuals encounter the divine in the context of revelation. When God appears to a person, that person experiences the reality of God's holiness. There is a mystery in divine holiness that causes people to be overwhelmed with a sense of awe and fear. And they respond by falling down or kneeling in reverence and worship, confessing sin and in seeking God's will. God's work, His power, His majesty, and His holiness evoke fear and demand acknowledgement. The fear of God is not to be understood as the dread that comes out of fear and punishment, but as the reverential regard and the awe that comes out of recognition and submission to the divine. It is the revelation of God's will to which the believer submits in obedience." That's a definition from Holman's Bible Dictionary about the fear of the Lord. So I want to take a few moments to go into the New Testament, look at Acts chapter 9. So you have an experience with God, and your response is just this awe and this reverence and this desire to worship and to acknowledge. Acts chapter 9, verse 31 said, "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied." The churches had rest, and they were walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. And what happened? Multiplied, multiplied. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. In verse 1, 2 Corinthians 7, 1, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, Ephesians 5:21 says, "Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." So you know what? As you and I get a greater understanding from both the Scriptures and from the Spirit of God within us, our appreciation and our respect for God and the things of God, they grow substantially. And as a result, our heartfelt response will be to offer to God that appreciation and respect which He so richly deserves. The quality of all of our lives can only be more deeply enriched and profited by our obedient devotion to Him and in joyful service for Him. In light of all we have received, it is our untiring efforts and energies to uphold the standard of the Word and walk for Him that continues to be the most noble of all of life's endeavors. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. It's a simple topic and a simple subject. But you know, when a verse in the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, to me that stands as something that's pretty important to hear. Fear of the Lord prolongs days. The fear of the Lord is strong confidence, is a fountain of life. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. These things speak really loudly to us. Simple truth? Yes. Deep truth? Yes. And so it will require our untiring efforts and energies to uphold the standard of the Word and walk for Him. It's the greatest commitment, the greatest honor anybody could ever ask of any man. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Heavenly Father, we're blessed and thankful to know this Word. And Lord, we want to experience You. We want to be a part of everything that You are. And sometimes we need even greater revelation, greater strength, greater empowerment, Father, and that is only going to come through a deeper knowledge and an experience with You too. That's just not words on a page, but this is the living and real of this Word of God, and the things You speak to us, Father, are more life-giving than anything that has ever come into our life. So we humbly submit before You, Father. We just pour out our awe, our respect for You, and I pray that our perspective and our the ways of our lives, Father, can be an honor and a tribute to the beauty of what you've made us to be and who you've called us to be. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.